Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday Eve for everyone. We've got great stuff on the way. And I'm very happy, as you are, to say that our friend Charles Pyle is back, taking care of our news this afternoon. He was absolutely missed. Good to have him back. You can certainly hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And let me address a text, and then we're going to get to Ron DeSantis on Kamala. 804 says, Jeff, no way I believe inflation dropped. Well, I'm with you. I heard the news report twice now, and I would respectfully disagree. There's no good news there. There's no good news there. Let me give you the actual numbers, because the actual numbers are painful and they are ugly, but they are the actual numbers. Since Kamala Harris has been in power, since Joe Biden has been in power, we have seen increases in the cost of goods when all is averaged together of 20.5%. That's the number as of today. Economists crunch those numbers. Some economists are willing to share them. Economists that work for the government do their damnedest to cook those books to make sure you don't see all of them. And those economists who are working for Kamala Harris, man, well, they're too busy smoking dope to actually pass that around to you, so they don't know. 20.5%. And I ask you today, as I've asked you in the past, have you gotten a pay increase that approaches that amount? Have you had your salary increased by 20.5% in the last 4 years? If the answer is no, then you today are making less than you were 4 years ago. It's math. What's the phrase? The math's not mathing. That math's not mathing for me. I'll tell you that right now. I certainly haven't gotten a 20.5% increase. I've chatted with John Reed. I know he hasn't gotten an increase of 20.5%. In fact, I would tell you, I'm not sure I know anybody who's gotten a 20.5% pay increase in the last 4 years. I do know some people who have had their salaries increased starting at the rate of inflation just to cover the difference. You know who those people are? They work for Carl Carlson and his team at Carlson Financial. When Carl does his yearly evaluations, unlike some people who just pull numbers out of their nose or wherever they come from, well, you know, we're going to do this, and maybe we'll do that, and, it's like, really? Do you want to sit there and insult people, or do you want to, move on with it? You just move that around a little bit, and it'll all be fine. Now, let me tell you about me, and let me tell you about this, and let me say, whoa, hang on a second there, Bob Louie. Can we talk about the numbers? We all go through that, don't we? Unless you work at Carlson Financial, because what Carl has shared on this program for years, his evaluations on a yearly basis start by sitting down with whoever it is, a financial planner, a receptionist at the front desk. I mean, he's got a lot of people that work for him. And he says, okay, well, look, here's what the annual rate of inflation was. Let's say for last year it was, 6.2%. I am going to make a number up for a second. Say, all right, well, we are automatically increasing your salary by 6.2% just to get you back to where you were. Now let's talk about an increase moving forward. That's the way companies ought to operate. That's the way employees ought to be treated, right? You ought to be able to say, well, this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. But hey, if the price of goods has gone up 20.5% in the last 4 years, I need to know if my salary has gone up 20.5%. Now, maybe you've gotten some pay increases that maybe they approach that. I don't know. I have no idea what your situation is. Maybe you're in a situation, well, you know what, Jeff, didn't go up 20%, but it went up 15%. Okay, well, you're better than someone who hasn't gotten anything, but you're still making less today than you were 4 years ago. That's not a good way to go about achieving economic and financial freedom. It just isn't. And I've learned a lot about this whole financial freedom thing working with Carl. And this is not a commercial for Carl. It's just, I just want to share some of my experiences with you. Because we all talk about retirement. Well, I'm going to get to be 65 and I'm going to do this. I'm going to be 67, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be 108 and I'm going to still be working because I'm going to still have bills. Okay, well, problematic.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
But if you look at your situation, say, all right, like my boys, right? Harry's 23, Joe is 20. I'm setting them up as best I can with some money that they can't touch. Right, that's why I've got like my coaching with cats, my little side business, so that I can have employees. You want to think about that? Maybe you can employ my sons. But you know, you want to have something where you can pay yourself, pay your family members a salary, because when you're paying them a salary, you can also put money into a retirement plan for them, and they can't touch it. And even though they want to complain, oh, Dad, just give me the money. You say, no, I actually do know better than you are. And not just because I'm older, but because I know better than you do. Okay. And they're going to get to a point. Now, I don't know what the point is. Maybe it's when they're 50 years old. Now, I'll imagine I'd be long gone by the time they're 50. But they're 50 and they go, you know, we can access this money. And we don't actually have to go to work anymore. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to be working, because they're going to be working, and they're going to be investing their money. You got to do this stuff. I wish my dad had had the vision. He didn't. My dad worked for the federal government his entire life after he got out of the Army. He had a very, very brief stint in the dreaded private sector. And he worked for my aunt Eve and Evelyn. Excuse me, my aunt Evelyn. We called her Eve because we had another aunt Evelyn that nobody liked, but this aunt Evelyn everybody liked. So he worked for her and my uncle Paul, and we actually had another uncle Paul, and we liked both uncle Pauls. But he worked for them in their toy store. He was the manager of the store, and then he went and he managed like the garden section of some home improvement kind of thing. But he was always working a second job because the federal government at the time really didn't pay much money. The deal when you worked for the federal government in the, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s was, hey, we're not going to pay you a lot of money, but you'll always have really good health care. Oh, and you'll have a pension, and you know, you're never going to get fired because you work for the federal government. So that's what he did. And his real motivating factor for all of it was, well, what happens to my wife? Will she have health insurance? Now, at the time, it was Blue Cross Blue Shield. Man, that was like the gold standard. You couldn't get better than Blue Cross and Blue Shield from the federal government. So that's what he got. And she had a pension of some sort that would keep going even after he passed away, blah, 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 blah. So that's what he was interested in. And he didn't know anything about investing. He didn't know anything really about saving other than, well, you have a passbook from your bank and, you know, every couple of weeks you go in there and you put some money in. So I'm trying my best to educate the boys a little bit and say, when you get to be 40, you will have had 20 years of working, whatever your profession is, And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're doing something that is rewarding and meaningful and makes you feel better each and every day. But when you get to 40 and you look at your bank accounts, you look at your investments, you say, you know, I don't have to work anymore. Today's the day I can say, no, I'm not coming in. I'm going to go, I got a sailboat, I'm going to sail around the world. I don't know what it is, but that's a beautiful thing to have. And I'm just sharing with you that if you have not gotten that sort of an increase in your salary in the last 4 years, assuming you have a salary, then you are making less today. Now, there are other people who were in business, right? My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. Talk about an interesting guy, right? Stan's a kid from the streets of Boston. That's the image, and it's true. But his dad didn't, quote, have a job, per se. His dad had service stations. Dad was a brilliant mechanic, had his own service station. So Stan grew up looking at people in business and having a sense of that. And I think that's part of the reason Stan is so incredibly successful now. I mean, honestly, Stan and I we think the world, well, I think the world of him. I think he likes me. I'm not entirely sure. But, I mean, I love the guy. And we have a lot in common, but we also have some real differences, and that's one of them. My dad grew up, he was always an employee. My dear friend Stan grew up, his dad was always in business of some sort. That's pretty cool. Hey, we've got that Ron DeSantis educating everybody on Kamala Harris, right? Can we take a listen to cut number one?
You've been around this block. You've done this before. You've obviously pre-positioned a lot of things, as you've just talked about. You've also talked to President Biden numerous times and federal officials. Wondering what you feel about this focus on misinformation and the comments about it. I know you heard Jackie Heinrich's piece about the president saying it was unpatriotic, it's un-American. And he said former President Trump was behind that.
So here's what I'd say. My job is to manage this process and lead the state through this. I am using every lever at my disposal, including federal government resources. I've marshaled all the agencies in the state government, and we're working like never before to supplement our local communities. I've got to get the job done, and that's what I'm focused on. Now, people have asked me about, you know, is FEMA going to do this? Just let me be clear, in Florida, we run the show. FEMA's not running the show. We will utilize them to support some of the things we're doing, but you are not going to see FEMA running amok in Florida. I know that's been out there on the internet. That is not going to happen. I'm the sheriff that's in charge here, and we will make sure to protect you. Don't worry about it.
And I heard what you said about Vice President Harris and the phone call. Did she ever get through?
You know, Brett, like I said, my job is to marshal resources and work with everybody to have an effective response. And she thinks it should be about her. If I honestly thought that there was something to be gained, I would pick up the phone and call her. The fact of the matter is she has no role in this process. She's not part of the chain of command. I am working with President Biden and FEMA and our state and local partners, and we're getting the job done. She has never been interested in any of the storms we've had in the state of Florida for her entire time as vice president. Now she's out there attacking me because I'm not catering to her whims. All she's trying to do is inject herself to be a part of her political campaign. I don't have time for political games. We've got a job to do. We got people's lives on the line, and that is our sole focus.
Well, most importantly, hopefully everyone gets through this okay. We're praying for your state.
Bam! I love Ron DeSantis. Oh, he'll be president someday. There's no doubt about that. He is just rock solid. Love him. Oh, now, I'm not crazy about Joe Biden as president, but even he had something interesting to say. We're going to listen to that in just a moment. Now, a couple of minutes from now, my dear friend Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, is going to join us. Looking forward to chatting with him. We've got Brian Maloney, Dr. Keith Abloh, one of the stars of the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon is coming to the Altria Theater again, a very limited run. I saw it last year with Joe, and it's a very interesting show to see with your child, I'll tell you that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.